Listen on Demand, brought to you by 680 News.
It's my friend. First, congratulations on all the success on Glee. You know, when you were first approached with this show, you probably didn't have any idea that it would be as big as it's turned out. I mean, it's such a phenomena.
I still don't have any idea how big it's turned out. It's because it's just constantly growing. Yeah, you know, we all thought we were part of something special when we first started it, but I thought it would get like kind of a niche kind of audience. I don't think anyone could have ever imagined this.
Can you explain one thing before we start talking about what you actually are doing personally, though? I do a thing called the 680 Chart Top where it talks about the top five albums. Every time Glee records and releases an album, if it doesn't hit number one, it's in like the top five. It's amazing.
I mean, it's amazing to us, too. I mean, we're just a part of this great machine, and I think it's done a lot for the music industry. I think it's just great to be a part of something that actually has a voice and a great message. And, you know, every week it's you actually learn something from the show, I think, and talk about, you know, being gay in high school or teen pregnancy or bullying. It's just, and to see those stories woven into these songs, it makes these songs actually stand out more and actually mean more to people.
Like I said, I keep using that word amazing, and also congratulations. Your first single, Summer Rain, out right now. You've got a new album that's coming out May 10th. My friend, that is something I know you got to be excited about.
I am. You know, it's going to be nice to shed the sweater vest and kind of show people who Matthew Morrison is. So I'm looking forward to it. I'm such a live performer at heart. That's what I grew up doing. So I can't wait to actually get on the road and actually do my own show and have an audience in front of me. It's going to be so great.
When you decided to record this album, what was your approach? What was your thought? How did you want to go about this? Because, of course, you've been in the business for many years, but for some people, Glee is what introduced them to you. What did you want to represent with this album to not just the folks who know you from Glee, but maybe people who may not know you from that?
Well, as an actor, you can always hide behind a character or behind a show, and doing your own album is something very exposing and like kind of. And I wanted to share with people who I am as a person and kind of some stories that I've gone through and you know, struggles that I'm having and whatnot. So I think it's just an insight to me as a person and as an artist. I think it's really important to express that. And, you know, it was kind of almost like therapy going through this album. Like, I delved into a lot of things from my past that I thought out. So it was nice. It was a fun process.
How much of a process in writing did you have with this album?
A big part. I wrote about half the album myself. I thought it was very important, coming from a show like Glee, you know, to kind of be taken seriously as an artist. I felt like I had to write a lot of the album because I just didn't want to make another Glee CD. So, I collaborated with a lot of people, and it was a fun process. But, you know, I'm still in the infancy of my songwriting process, so it's kind of scary that such a spotlight is being put on this album, knowing that, you know, I have a long journey but it's going to be great looking back and saying, okay, that was a good starting point. I'm excited for the next one and the one after that. It's going to be a journey.
And, you know, I'm glad you brought that up because that was something I wanted to get into, though, in the, I don't know if you want to call it fear or worry that, you know, your character in Glee is so big as part of your life. Could people separate the two from who you really are as an artist? I mean, I always think back to when I remember doing my interview with Donny Osmond when he released that hit single he had years ago, and he actually had to do it without telling people it was him. He had to do it with, you know, because people would just judge him from his past, not what he was doing then. Did you ever think in a way that, you know, it would be hard for people to separate the two, your character, to who you are as an artist?
Well, You know, I didn't think about it when I started this album because I don't think I wanted to even have that in my head, just because I think it would have, you know, misinformed the direction I was trying to go with the album. But I think for a lot of people it is going to be that. I think it's going to be hard to separate, you know, Mr. Schuster and Matthew Morrison. But in my head, you know, I've done so many roles before this role, but you know, this is my job at the moment, and this is, you know, what has kind of brought me to this kind of success. But at the end of the day, I am who I am, and after Glee, I will do many roles after that. So I don't know. This is all new for me, so I don't really know how to answer that question.
How was it for you to premiere that single "Summer Rain" on American Idol? What was that like for you?
It was pretty amazing. You know, I think the most amazing part is actually hearing it on the radio. You know, hearing it for the first time on the radio, which was incredible. But yeah, you know, I'm really proud of the song, but I'm even more proud of the album. I feel like I had to start at a more fun, upbeat place. Because it would have been hard to kind of come in with like a real deep emotional song and then go from there. So if I came from a fun place, I think I can get into a place where I'd be like, oh, he has a deeper side, you know?
But, you know, there's more to it than just with the album. I mean, you know, fantastic. We're going to get a chance to see you in concert here in Toronto. What's the show going to be like?
You know, my kind of idols growing up were like from that generation of, you know, I loved Dino and Sinatra and Sammy Davis Jr. And I want my show to kind of reflect that kind of throwback, real showmanship. And, you know, it's gonna hopefully have the same kind of vibe, like a moody, kind of sexy, kind of like almost loungy kind of vibe, and which is, you know, completely different from Mr. Schuster. And I, you know, just kind of reflect the 40s and 50s a little bit.
Are you already thinking about maybe more music for another album, or is this just the thing right now that you just want to, you know, promote, get out there to the fans? I mean, are you still feeling, you know, there's still more new songs in you to maybe put another album together?
Oh, there's a ton of more new songs for me, but at this moment, shooting Glee and at the same time trying to promote this album, I really don't have. I mean, I'm so sleep deprived, it's crazy, but I think I'm going to do a lot of my songwriting for the next one actually while I'm on the road with this tour, because I think I'll have a lot of time to spend, like, you know, in buses and whatnot. So I'm going to have some time to reflect and put some new stuff out there.
You know, I think that's going to be incredible, really getting your perspective on what it's like to be on the road and doing a hit TV show. I think that's going to be a really interesting album. I know we're going to have to wrap this up, my friend. Website, Twitter, where can we follow you?
MatthewMorrison.com. You can go there, and Twitter, yikes, I don't know.
Well, you know what? I know we can probably go on the website. They're probably going to have Twitter on that.
You got it.
My friend, again, thank you so much. Congratulations on the success of the TV show, the new album out, the single. It sounds, everything's sounding great for you. It really sounds like everything's coming together. Cannot wait to get a chance to meet you when you come down to Toronto. And again, congratulations. One more time, I want to double check to make sure. Album is out when?
May 10th.
May 10th. I'm looking forward to it, my friend.